This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hagiani. The government has approved the Prime Minister's Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the decision taken in the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said students will be eligible to get collateral-free loans to pursue higher education. He said the scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today attended the induction ceremony of the 2024-25 batch students at State's Lone Medical College, Tomoreba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Nahalagan. In a social media post, Khandu said this marks a historic milestone with the induction of 100 MBBS students, expanding its mission to enhance healthcare in Arunachal Pradesh. This batch represents a significant growth from the initial 50 students in 2018, providing more opportunities for Arunachali students to pursue medical careers. Khandu expressed optimism about the future of medical education in Arunachal, envisioning the expansion of TRIMS into specialized and super-specialized fields. Additionally, he said the state government plans to establish 3 new medical colleges on public-private partnership mode in Namsai, Pasighat, and a 4th one for western districts, most likely in West Kameng. Member of National Commission for Minorities Rinchen Lamo, who is currently on an official tour to Arunachal Pradesh, met Chief Minister Pema Khandu at Itanagar on Tuesday. Khandu said in a social media post, "We engaged in a comprehensive discussion on various issues related to minority affairs in the state. Key topics included initiatives to promote the welfare and development of minority communities, the challenges faced by them in accessing government schemes and strategies to enhance social and educational support for minority populations." Khandu reaffirmed Team Arunachal's commitment to addressing every challenge to further improve the ease of living for the state's diverse communities by collaborating closely with NCM. Deputy Chief Minister Chan Amin on Tuesday inspected the riverfront development site at Parshuram Kund in Lohit district and took stock of various infrastructure projects like the guest house, pilgrims lodge and other existing structures at the Kund. These ongoing developments are part of a broader goal of transforming the Parshuram Kund into one of the biggest pilgrimage centres of Northeast India, officials said. Underscoring the need to develop permanent infrastructures in riverfront, the Deputy Chief Minister said that the state government will allocate Rs 50 crore for infrastructure development in addition to Rs 50 crore allocated by Donair Ministry for the riverfront development project. Agriculture Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu on Tuesday said that the state's goal must be both ambitious and practical, aimed at harnessing what is most effective for its agrarian communities. Presiding over a high-level review meeting on major initiatives such as the Catch Them Young program, revolving fund and Atmanirbhar Yojana, with significant focus on the state's agriculture and horticulture policies, the minister said that the state government remains fully committed to realizing concrete outcomes in the agriculture and allied sectors. He assured officials of a significant enhancement in budgetary allocations in future, projecting a quantum leap in funding support to enable expansive growth in the agriculture and allied sectors. As part of ongoing Clean Siang mission, an exposure tour was organized for the Swachhata captains from 12 model clean villages in Siang district to Meghalaya's Molinong, the cleanest village in Asia. The purpose of the tour is to provide participants with first-hand knowledge and insights into the sustainable practices that have made Molinong a model of cleanliness and community-driven environmental stewardship. This exposure tour is a vital step in raising awareness about the importance of cleanliness and hygiene, as well as providing Swachhata captains with the knowledge to replicate these practices in their own village. The program was flagged off by Siang DCP and Thungon alongside ZPCOC Pavin. Teesput-based Gajraj Corps of Indian Army today launched a national integration tour under Operation Sadbhavna, offering an extraordinary opportunity for 20 bright students and 2 teacher escorts from St. Xavier's School, Palizi in Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.